name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I hope you'll forgive me, but I'm going to bend the rules a little bit, so Father Ken, please don't tell on me. As I was looking out, and I saw, see little Elliot, I am reminded that some 54 years ago, I was where he was, because my father was a Marine officer who died in combat in Vietnam. And there are many things I'd like to tell Elliot that I can't because he's too young to understand, but I hope that the word gets to him eventually, namely that his father loves him and his father did not abandon him. His father died doing a great and noble thing. One of my favorite books is The Killer Angels. It's about the Battle of Gettysburg. And, well, I like history to begin with, and so it blends history and fiction, but the character in there, Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain, one of the great unsung heroes of the United States and the military. He's giving a speech to his men, and he talks about dying so that other men could be free. And that what a remarkable thing that is. And that's exactly how Elliot served, serving to help other men be free, the people of Afghanistan. You know, when I was little, there was all the anti-Vietnam War protests. And I got to think that my dad died for nothing until I met people from Vietnam. And then I knew that my dad had died for something so that other men could be free. Also, talking with a family, I've had several of them express, why is everyone doing all these things for us? Specifically, the people of North Ogden, who have just been awesome. Why would Senator Romney call? Why would the governor call? Why would they send representatives? Why? It's a very simple answer, because they are grateful for Elliot's service. And all of you, his brothers, we're grateful for your service too. If you look in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it talks about military service, how those who serve honorably are servants of the public good, that they're really exercising a form of ministry. Remember that. And we may not always say it, we may not always show it, but we are grateful. We are grateful for your service, but Freeman and Adrian, we are most especially today grateful for Elliot's service, knowing the toll that it took on him. We're grateful for all that he did. In thinking about all of this, sometimes we are lost what to say. What should I quote from sacred scripture? Well, you've heard what we decided their scripture readings to be. But what inevitably comes to mind is, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for that of his friends. You know, we can do that in so many different ways. Parents lay down their lives for their children, not running in front of a truck or anything like that, but just through the everyday work of life, when you put your kids first, when you put their good before your good. Elliot laid down his life. Every time he treated someone on a battlefield, every time he put his own safety as secondary to treating someone who was injured, that is showing that great love. And it's important today that we remember God's love, because that's what we're thinking about. That's what's going to give us hope today. Because we can look back into the past specifically into Eliot's life, and we can see the signs of God's love for him. We began this Mass with one of the most tangible signs of that love, a reminder of his baptism. All those many years ago, Eliot was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and God himself washed away the stain of original sin and put a mark upon Eliot's soul saying, "This man belongs to me." And he gave him the promise of everlasting life. It's a very good thing, because any love which is worth anything in all of its manifestations is a reflection of the one love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which he shows for us upon his cross. The cross came into his life then. I bet you've already been telling stories about Eliot during these last few weeks, right? Especially the family. Do you talk about your brother? Do you talk about your brother? You should. It may be sad, but in that sadness there is also goodness and hope. Because even... Did you ever fight with your brother? No! Even in our imperfection, we see the signs of God's love, because God forgives our sins. And he helps us to rise from our human imperfection and become better than we were, even if we're not perfect. All of these things are signs of God's love. Think about that beautiful little boy out there in the vestibule. That is a sign of God's love that came into this world. Think about the men that Eliot treated. That is a sign of God's love. That God gave him the strength to be there when they needed him. And even in our imperfections, God's love is there, because our Lord did not come to save the perfect. He came to save sinners like you and me. Think of God's love. But then think back 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, God himself died for us upon the cross. It seemed to them like everything was over. They couldn't even take care of Jesus' body properly because of the Passover celebration. They had to wait till the next day. And the women came to the tomb to finish preparing his body, and what happened? The tomb is empty. Because nothing can stop God's love. Not the world, not the flesh, not the devil, not death itself. God's love always wins. And so if God loved Eliot while he was on this earth, we know that that love continues now that Eliot is in his hands. Let me tell you a little bit more about God's love. Did you pay attention to our gospel reading, the widow of Nain? When Jesus saw this poor woman whose only son had died, she lost everything. He didn't just go, "Ho-hum, oh-ho-hum, that's so sad." The scripture actually is more profound than the English translation makes it. It's not he was moved with pity. He was deeply moved to his very, very being. That happened other times when his friend Lazarus died, when the little girl died. God is not immune to our suffering. He is moved in his very being at our loss. So God knows what you're going through. And where is Eliot now? He's in the hands of the God who loved him enough to suffer and die for him. And he will be judged by God. I am so grateful that I don't have to judge anyone. Wouldn't that be a horrible job? God does it. We just pray for people. We offer our voices in prayer that whatever imperfections of this earthly life remain upon his soul, that they will be burned away in the pure fire of God's love. And we have hope that the gates of heaven will be open for him. I wonder if there's a separate heaven for Green Berets. If it is, I want to visit. Heaven, we can't grasp what it's like, because it's seeing God face to face, where the deepest desire of the heart is met forever, where there is no room for suffering and pain or loss ever again. And it is communion not just with God, but with the angels and the saints. And it can never be lost. I watch too much TV. And when on TV, they always have the commercials that say, wait, there's more. Well, wait, there's more. God doesn't just give us one good thing. He gives us all good things. On the last day, he will call Elliot forth from the grave into a body which will never be touched by sorrow, sickness, or loss ever again. And in his flesh, he will see God face to face. That is what gives us hope today. Even though we're sorrowful, and we should be sorrowful, our brother, our son, our friend, our comrade is no longer with us in the flesh, and that is a sad thing. Anyone ever tells you that you shouldn't cry at a funeral? Tell them they're full of it. And you can use more flowery language. I give you official permission. Because that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Someone who's important to us is gone, and we should be sad. But we don't despair, because we know of God's love, and we hope in God's love. And Elliot is not gone. I'm not talking about psychological mumbo-jumbo. I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm talking about the mystery which is the communion of saints. That in baptism we are knit together with our brother Elliot. That's why we can come together today and pray for him. But there's a secret that many people don't realize. That also means that he can pray for us. So when you think of Elliot, pray for him. When you miss him, pray for him. When you need help, pray for him. But also ask him to pray for you. And he will. And one day you will see him again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.